everybody watching. Had to get it, not no other option. Real estate, only thing I'm copping. Shout out Nipsey, what he did in Compton. Every hater come a dime a dozen. Looking for a favor, nigga, know we buzzing. Never even knew you, now you call me cousin. Before they even know you, see they get the judging. I'm out the box, fuck the labels. The industry is crazy when they go off by the ratios is crazy, got the nerve to try to slay me. Never will I render, all my services can't pay me. It's deeper than some money, see they tried to play me. When you tapped into your higher self and feeling wavy, any nothing that can penetrate, protect it, baby. Put respect up on my name, how I'm feeling lately.
What's going on, everybody? This is episode 6 of Truth to the Culture Podcast. I am one of three hosts. I am Mick Live, joined here with my other co-host.
My man Wilding right now. I'm Dr. Lee Day, if y'all ain't know.
And I'm Miss Lopez. How you doing, everybody?
I am fucking great. Yeah, what's going on with y'all?
I'm chilling, man. You know, another day, another dollar. Life is hard, but still maintaining.
All right. Well, all three of us are back in the studio.
Yeah. It was my man Tone's birthday. You know, he wanted to let us know why he wasn't here last week. It was for other reasons.
Yeah, I mean, even though it was my birthday, I had to handle a personal issue. So, you know, I had to take care of that. I'm still kind of dealing with it, but everything's all good. I'm here. I'm healthy. Let's get it.
All right.
Let's get it. You heard him.
So, I feel like everything that we talked about last week is still hot topics in the social media. Like, everybody's still talking about Jada, still talking about August. They already done ruin that word, like I said they would, entanglements. But
well, you know, since I wasn't here last week, I'll throw my little 2 cents in there, I guess.
Tony got 2 cents?
I guess. Oh, number one, I think August, he's a child. What made him think that Jada was going to leave Will for him at any point ever?
I feel like the side piece is always delusional and always thinks that they're going to leave for
him. But you heard what you said. You said delusional.
Yeah.
Well, you need to get off that shit and stop being delusional. That wasn't going to happen.
Either way, like, she took advantage of him, like, point blank period. And I know, like, probably the ladies are like, oh, why are you not taking her side? But, like, she took advantage of that young man.
I agree, but at the same time, like, bro, just shut up, take your victory, and keep it pushing, man. Like, that's it.
I mean, he probably was body slamming that shit.
Oh, real talk.
Like, yo, you know what I'm saying? He probably was slaying that shit all crazy, you know what I mean? And that shit probably was great for him.
Yeah, but listen, as great as it might have been, did he really think she was gonna leave Will, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air Smith? Come on, like, be realistic, bro. You gotta be realistic.
Nah, but she was loving it, though. She kept just going back for more and more.
And where she at right now?
Back at home.
Entangled.
She ain't entangled. She back at home.
With who?
Now she got a whole new project to heal, which is Will.
Yeah, she just getting it from all angles then. I see it. I guess, Will about to put that mad D on her.
Oh, my God. Anyways, let's move on. Y'all be doing the most.
That mad D.
Yo, what's up with you, shit?
Yo, man, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, man. It's different when you in a relationship and you come, like, after you done did some bullshit, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
I'm sure
y'all...
Speaking
of bullshit in relationships...
Oh, okay.
I saw somebody had posted a Snapchat conversation between... And these are just regular people. These are not... I don't think they're famous or nothing. But some guy hit up a girl and he said, "What's up, Kia? I don't know if you know me or not, but I'm one of Papa's dogs. I know y'all been going together for a while. I don't want no pressure with him or nothing. But I'm just letting you know it's up to you to leave or not. Pop has been fucking around on you for a minute. He be having hoes coming in and out of his crib and shows us in the group chat all the time. I know it ain't player telling you this, but he's my bro. But you're too pretty to be getting treated like shit. I don't care if you tell him what I'm telling you or not, but you deserve better than that boy." He said another word, but I edited it.
I don't know.
My friend who posted it, she said, boy, if you just try to fuck, just say that.
Real, that's real shit, though.
Yeah, she probably is right. But, I mean, first of all, like, why couldn't you just use the dude's regular name? You had to call him Pop. I know that's not his name. I'm not calling, like, come on.
That's his nickname. That's his homie.
Yeah, I understand that. But, like
you could. I think that's bad, irrelevant.
No. It's not irrelevant because you already in this girl DMs. You talk, like, why you calling by, that's not your homie no more. At this point.
Yeah, I mean, I feel you on that, but I mean, he just trying to score, man.
Yeah, but I ain't lying, you don't do that to your homie. So
he trying to get one for the home team, man.
So if I'm single, but if I was in a relationship and y'all knew that whoever I was in a relationship was playing around on me, y'all wouldn't tell me?
I wouldn't say that, but I wouldn't be claiming that he my boy, simultaneously telling you that, you know.
But say it was me.
And plus on top of that.
And it was your boy, you wouldn't tell me?
And plus on top of that, he said, you know, like, that he wanted something more than just to be friendly and tell her that somebody was doing something to her because he was talking about pretty and cute and all that other stuff. Like, that's irrelevant. If you wanted to tell her, what does that have to do with anything?
I feel like, It depends on who I knew longer.
That's where your loyalty lies?
Yeah, like you never, like, you know what I mean?
Like, hold on, though. So, like one of your best girlfriends, like, if, like, one of us was messing with her and she was doing some stuff, you would tell us?
Okay. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. It's a tough thing. Honestly, I don't condone cheating. Like, I've been cheated on, I've been in the other side of it too, like, and I've gotten to a space where I'm like, you know, I'm in my 30s now, I just don't see that as
appealing.
Not that it's, I feel like it will come back to you, you feel me? So I kind of feel like even when I do tell someone, like, something happened, they attack you for it. So it's like you kind of just have to let people do what they do because they're not going to listen to you anyway.
I mean, that's kind of tough because if it's like you both are their friends, right, and you know, and you don't tell the other person, it's like they'd probably be mad at you because you ain't tell them. But sometimes people just want to stay out of other people's business. I don't know. Sometimes you just don't want to get involved in other people's shit. Like, mm-hmm. You just don't need that in your life.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm riding with my dog all the time.
Yeah, but if it's my homie and I, like, that's just his girl. Oh, well, of course.
Wrong or right, I'm riding with my dog. With my mans. Oh. Wrong or right, I'm riding with my mans. Like, I don't care.
Look, in a case like
but
that,
you know, okay. But say you meet the girl and everybody is cool, like, you don't feel fake being in her face, you knowing all this dirt, and it's like, damn, like, I'm smiling up in this girl's face, and I know she's getting played.
But I mean, how about this though?
Like, I feel like that makes you fake.
Oh, I'll say this.
Well, what?
When my guys, like, when they bring their girlfriend around, like, I don't really talk to their girl. Like, she's just like another body. She's just a body, just in a seat. Like, uh-huh. I don't pay her no mind. Like,
well, you're not supposed to.
Exactly. So why would I be smiling in her face? Like, that's just me. Like, some people got their own opinions, but I don't, like.
I mean, I get what you're saying. He's like, she kind of like an extension of your boy. Like, she just here because he here.
You, yeah, like, you're a plus one.
Yeah, but in that kind of sense, I would just try to tell my boy, like, yo, bro, like, you're wild, and I'd try to, like, through to him and tell him, like, yo, you need to change, like, you got a good one, whatever, well, whatever.
Why don't guys check their boys ever?
No, some you got to check them sometimes.
I just said.
Yeah, no, I know, but I feel like that's not a common thing.
Niggas be in their feelings.
Maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Niggas jump in their feelings real quick when you check them, so it's like.
That's true, too. That's very
true. Just gotta, you gotta, like, ease the check on.
Because a girl is quick to tell another girl about herself. Like, you know.
Maybe.
Like, bitch, you're being dumb. Like, he's doing this, this, and that. Stop being stupid. You know? They'll quickly tell each other, check each other on stuff like that.
I mean, but think about what you just said. They might say it, but then what do? They run back right to the nigga, so it don't even matter if she get checked or not. Like,
and that's kind of different too, because just checking them, like you saying, like, oh, this nigga's cheating on you. But what if the girl doing the cheating is their girlfriend's checking them, like, yo, you need to stop because your man is kind of good. And
for sure.
No, you are, yo, you don't.
Yo,
lie
girls
to
do
me.
Do that. Like, if a girl knows he's a good guy, it's like, yo, what are you doing? They'll tell the girl, like, you have some, a good guy, like, what are you doing?
Some will, some be like, let's go out and party, but you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, it go both ways.
I don't
both,
know. I would tell my homegirl that she's bugging, like, you need to, nah, you got, like, a good man at home, he's working, he's doing what he has to do, and he's not playing you, like, why are you playing him?
I mean, maybe I watch too much TV and shit, like, so what I see on TV, it'd be like, nah, like, it's just like, she messing with the other nigga right now, so it's like, oh, she, you know what I mean? She got two niggas now. Like, he just a side nigga, but then again, like, he still type the main nigga a little bit because she be over there a lot.
So we back talking about Jada. That's what happened. It was like,
no, that's a completely different situation. He just had him a cougar. He was mangling the cougar. He fell in love with the cougar guts, man.
Come on, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, y'all probably been with older people, but, like, it's just different. Like, I said this the last show, that shit just is different. Like, it just be marinating.
Okay, okay, we're not getting back into that.
You're
obsessed.
Yo, you good, bro? I'm speaking the truth.
You speaking,
man,
a whole lot of truth, man.
I'm speaking the truth, man, that's all. Live your truth, man. I'm not afraid to live mine.
Yo, you living. You living.
I'm not afraid to live mine, brother.
What would you do if you were in love with an older married woman?
What would I do personally?
Yeah, like if you were August, you were Aug.
I don't think I could be him, though. Like, I can play my role. Like, I could be the perfect side nigga and shit. I can just come through on the weekends and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's not the question. What if you fell in love with her?
What if I fell in love with her? Then yeah, I'm about to tear shit up.
For me, if I was, like, you know, messing with an older cougar or whatever that was married.
An older woman.
Whatever, you know, older woman. My bad. I apologize, you know. But anyway, if I was messing with an older woman and she was married, I would never even let it get that far. She's married. Like, I'm not expecting anything except for, you know, the extracurricular stuff that we doing. So,
You've never messed with a married woman before?
Nah.
You about to tell on yourself?
I've messed with one before, like, but it wasn't nothing. It was just like a mash and dash.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
Yeah, mashed her and got low. Like, okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Everything's fine. Let's move on.
I'm just saying, like, y'all scared to be honest with yourself.
Nah, I'm not. I just don't condone that type of stuff. I ain't with it, so I don't indulge.
So, what kind of women do you like? What kind of men do you like then?
Ones that single.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, what would y'all type be like?
I don't really got a type though. I like. Like, all different kind of women, I guess.
Like, no special preference, like...
Nah.
So, just as long as she look alright, like she just approach you and everything you smell.
Like, what would be your dream girl?
Like, what? As far as what?
Like, when you go to sleep at night, like, that yeah, first joint I that mean, pop up in your dream, like, what would she be?
But
like,
I'm...
the first joint.
I don't know. I mean, are we talking about looks? Are we talking about the total
package?
Nah, that's too much. Like, it's just too much.
She's not real.
Nah, she real. But I when I find her, y'all will know, I guess.
What about you?
Oh, me? I'm getting back on the dating scenes. I'm really just trying to find what it is I do really like, you know what I mean? So I wouldn't say I have a type, and I wouldn't say I definitely have like a few requirements, but
Like, what are the requirements? Like, job, spot, maybe, like, wheels?
Y'all are putting me on the spot.
Nah, y'all scared. Y'all scared. Y'all scared to be honest.
I am. I'm not gonna lie. I am scared to be honest. Because this is bad personal. Like,
what? Just say, like, what kind of guy you would like? Like, I don't understand. Like,
I wouldn't want to put it out there and then, like, somebody.
And 50 niggas gonna come jump in them DMs.
But the thing is, like, yo, she just don't know. Like, you gotta meet that person. You gotta talk to him. You gotta get to know that person.
I'm definitely big on
that kind of person.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like, your soulmate, goddamn. I'm just saying, like,
oh, well, you were saying total package.
Yeah. Total package. But, like, but the body, the breast, the ass, the face. Like, what else do y'all want? Like, we're not saying
the brain, the mental, the you know what I mean?
Look, I'm not spiritual.
What about all that stuff?
I ain't talking about all that.
But you said total package. That's included in total package, though. Correct?
I'm talking about the appearance package.
Well, you should have said that, but
sometimes what's said don't gotta be explained, man.
You said total package.
Okay, so looks. You're just asking looks.
Looks, all right, just looks. So okay. It's no confusion. What's the looks y'all look for? Like,
it's not really about looks though for me. Like, it's more about confidence. You definitely have to have a nice smile, and then we can go from there. Like, that's really it. I'm not like.
What about you?
Listen, man, I'm gonna put it to y'all like this. Just in a numbers scale, the face gotta be like, for me, the face gotta be at least a 7, man. Like, that's, you know what I mean, that's the least. Like, the body gotta be at least a 7. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But the thing is though, like, and here's the thing for me, like, a 7 for you may be like a 5 for somebody else. You know what I mean?
Well, this is me though. I ain't worried about what they think about the person. Okay, like, well, it's what I think about.
Okay,
her.
Then that's all I wanted to.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? But I'm saying she gotta be at least a solid 7, but the cheeks gotta be like a 12.
Oh my god.
A 12?
Yeah, like, hold off on, the so scales.
I think I know why you're single.
Yeah, because what I want, it ain't real. What I want, it don't exist.
Yo, come on.
It don't exist, man, I'm telling you.
He definitely has to have a nice smile, maybe some nice eyes, good skin.
Oh, yeah, bet, yeah. If you got bad skin, you might as well just, you know what I'm saying, chuck it up.
But that's just—it's just all. Everything comes down to personal preference. Like, I'm not knocking anybody for what they like.
You know, I mean, especially for me too. Like, some people just give you a different feel. Like,
I just like people who are like straightforward, like me. You feel me? Like, I feel like I'm not. I don't bullshit anybody. I will tell you what's up from the jump, and I expect the same in return. Like, I want, like, everybody says, what do you bring to the table? All right, like, you gonna bring a game to the table? Put the cards on the table and let me decide if I want to play or not. And that's that. Don't try to trick me into playing this fucking game. That's how I feel about a lot of things. But the problem is people don't want to be honest.
Yeah, I agree with you, dude. Like, because the truth hurts, man. And the truth make niggas uncomfortable.
Yeah. And a lot of times it's like... I get a lot of backlash for being dishonest with men. Like, you know, I will be completely transparent. Like, hey, this is what I'm doing or whatever. And then it'll be like... For instance, someone will say, like, you know, I want to take you out for some drinks and da 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 da. And it's like, when I got asked that one time, I was fresh off of a relationship. So I was like, you know, I'm not really in the space mentally to go out on a date right now. Like, and then I'm being perfectly honest with you. And then it turns back to me and he says, oh, you thought I was asking you out on a date. Like, I'm not. And, but then later on in the conversation, yeah, you were asking me out on a date. It's like, just be honest. Like, what is the problem? I'm being honest with you. Why can't you give me the same respect?
That's just the game. Life is a game, man. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone's playing games, but let me know what game we're playing, and I'll let you know. Yeah, I want to play that game, or I don't. Like, that's that. Like,
you got to be able to recognize the game from the beginning.
That too. Like, you got to know what's up, and then just respectfully bow out. Like, sometimes you just got to step away from somebody that's acting crazy, because I don't have time for that game shit. Like, I got too much going on. Like, if you want to do it, let's just do it. Like, it's whatever, but all that extra, disappearing for 2 days and then, like, that's corny. All that other stuff is corny. Just keep it real, like you said, and we can move forward.
So y'all would rather, like, talk to y'all, like, significant other, like, every day, like, or at least, like, are y'all the type of people who,
okay, because, like, you have to... Single me and in a relation me are two totally different people.
I mean, like, single you, like, okay. Do you talk to that person like all the time? Like, y'all trying to build something, or do y'all just?
I mean, we don't necessarily gotta talk every day, but if we, like, at least tell me, like, what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, if you doing something for the day, be like, yeah, I'm busy. I'll talk to you tomorrow or some shit. All right, cool. Just let me know.
So you want the chick just to come up to you and or just tell you, like, yo, it's only about the meats from now on, like, and you just be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
This episode was sponsored by Chevere's Lawn Service, LLC, family-owned and operated out of South Jersey. They do great work and will have your yard looking beautiful. You can find them on Facebook by searching for Chevere's Lawn Service, LLC, or on Instagram at Chevere's Lawn Service, LLC. That's Chevere's Lawn Service, LLC. I'm not gonna lie though, that whole conversation made me hella uncomfortable.
which part?
Just like, I felt like you put me on the spot asking, like, what's my type? I don't know.
I mean, I'm just trying to help you out so people could jump in your DMs. You said you were single, so I'm trying to help you.
You're funny. Anyways, moving on. Now that I'm all blushing. We do talk about, like, serious stuff here, but we, like, talk about lighthearted stuff, too, sometimes. You guys have any serious topics you want to talk about?
Not really.
Not too much really going on. I mean, y'all pretty much covered everything, you know, last episode that's still kind of relevant at this point. You know, Tory Lanez got arrested and Meg Thee Stallion got shot. We could talk about that if y'all want to.
But... What?
I ain't hear that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess she said it was, like, basically somebody tried to rob her or something. She got shot in the foot.
What?
Tory Lanez got arrested on, like, a gun charge or something. Yeah, something.
He shot her?
No. I don't even know how the two are, like, related, but they might have been together or something. I don't know. But I just know she got shot in the foot and he got arrested on a gun charge.
Tory Lanez had the strap on him.
The strizzo. Right.
How's she gonna twerk now?
I mean,
she already got surgery on the foot, it says, so, like,
hop up on your good foot.
Damn, I'm glad she's okay though.
Yeah,
I'm glad she is too. But yeah, it said, like, somebody's trying to rob her and trying to cause harm to her or something, but she had the surgery already, she could, seemed like.
This is crazy. But, like, everybody's backs are against the wall right now. Like, we are all limited on how we can make a living nowadays because of Corona and all that. Like, it's, I don't know, people are just getting crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty wild out here. It's pretty wild. It's kind of crazy. Like, I've been back at work and it's kind of funny to me. Like, people want a vacation and go places, but then they're scared of people. Like, stay your ass home.
I ain't gonna lie. If I gotta step out, I'm stepping out. Like, vacation, why?
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. If I'm gonna go on vacation, then I'm gonna have fun on vacation. I'm not gonna, you know, be scared. You might as well stay home if you're gonna act like that.
Yeah.
Do you guys think they should open the schools in September?
I mean, if it's safe. Like, it ain't safe right now, so it's like, why even do that to yourself? That's how I feel like with the casinos, like they only open 25% of the capacity, but like it, it really don't make no difference to me. Shit, if somebody gets sick, then they gonna shut everything down again. Our numbers is going up at that.
I mean, the real question is when will it be technically safe or quote unquote safe?
Because I go to Rutgers and they said that everything's pretty much going to be online, and New Jersey has kept quiet on their plans on whether or not they're going to open kids' schools back up. But I think, you know, Governor Murphy has been taking his lead from Daddy Cuomo over in New York, and Cuomo already said that he's not going to use New York kids as guinea pigs. So they're going online.
Yeah, I feel like the classes should be online just because of what the new norm is now.
I hate that word.
Yeah, everybody all masked up and 6 feet away, is online is the better way to go.
Yeah, but when is it going to change? When is it going to go back to regular? That's the underlying issue right there.
Nobody knows, and that's the problem. It's like we don't even know what to believe at this point. NJEA, excuse me, they're the people who, you know, are calling the shots. They want kids and teachers to wear masks to and from the bus stops. They want the kids tested weekly, test prior to their arrival in the fall, and they can't come back until they get a negative test results. And any mask violations results in an automatic suspension. That's what they're proposing for New Jersey kids.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I definitely seen that. I think that's, I mean, if your kid don't got it though, like why would you want them to get tested? Like, I mean, is
right, and they're not symptoms. they're acting like, as of now, before all this happened, if a kid had a fever, their parents who don't have a choice, they have to go to work. Those kids are going to school sick. What makes them think that Corona is going to be any different? And like, kids are not vulnerable, but guess what? Those teachers are.
Yeah, plus kids get sick fast too. So once a kid gets sick, you definitely getting sick.
It's a crazy time. Like, it's a crazy time to be alive. You don't really know where to go, who to turn to, what to believe. Like, you hear one thing, you hear another thing, and it just seems all like a big pile of bullshit to me. But that's just my personal opinion.
Do you think Corona's real?
It's real, but it's not as real as it's perceived to be. I think a lot of numbers getting cooked. I think they just trying to instill a lot more fear than what really should be, people should be scared of. I mean, it's an ugly game right now.
I feel like, what if it never goes, like, what if it's never normal again? Like, what if we just confined to the mass?
No, I doubt that. Because, like, you have to look, we keep repeating history over and over and over and over again. So you have to look at prior pandemics that hit the world, Spanish flu or influenza or whatever it was. Those were pandemics, scarlet fever. We got through, people went back to normal, yeah, you know, so.
They wasn't locking shit down and doing all this extra cut how they doing right now, though.
But things were different back then.
Yeah, but you had to understand
people were,
what's happening.
Right, but back then people were self-reliant. They cooked for themselves. They grew their own food. You know, I feel like during this pandemic, we, for some part of us, have been going back to being self-reliant. Like, I started my own garden. I never gardened before in my life. And I started just planting stuff and growing fruits and vegetables. Because I feel like we should be moving towards being more self-reliant, because something is coming. We're moving towards being a cashless society. Like, I just don't know what's going on anymore. It's like, it's scary to me.
You think a second wave is gonna hit?
Oh, for sure. It's already hitting in Florida.
Yeah, I mean,
Florida's ICUs are at capacity.
That's what's going on. Like, we never experienced nothing like this, so to compare it to like Ebola and things like that, like, it ain't never been like this. Like, I've never experienced anything in my 27 years of living. I've never been locked down like this, never had to wear a mask outside.
I hate the mask.
Yeah.
I do it because it's, you know, it's what's required of us, but I hate it. I can't breathe.
Yeah, and certain people got to get back out there and work every day. Like, I'm surrounded by people every day when I work, so it could happen at any time. Like, mm-hmm. I could get that shit at any time and not know, because, you know, now they saying, like, some people weren't even showing symptoms, like, and they just have it, so.
Yeah. Do you guys think the NBA thing is going to actually happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't
but
wait.
But they're already testing positive, the players.
It kind of got to happen.
Why does it have to happen? Basketball that important? Ball is life?
No, but you got to think about it. They got other sports going on, too. So it's, they trying to just get everybody to think, like, okay, maybe it's good. Like, we can finally step back out.
It's got to happen, just like how everything is opening back up. They got to make their money. Like, that's mm-hmm. what it's ultimately about. They gotta get their money, and guess what, when them fucking games on TV, people gonna be watching.
Oh, for sure.
So,
well, health is wealth. Wash your hands, sanitize all your shit, and be healthy. Get some vitamin D from the sun.
Yeah.
And take your vitamins, vitamin C, and you'll be straight.
I hope a lot of people, like, realize that some of y'all breath be humming. Like, when you put the mask on, like, you definitely going, you can tell instantly that shit be, like, melting your face on the inside a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe about this whole thing, so I'm just going to follow the guidelines, because that's the information that's presented to me, and I'm going to try to do my best to stay alive.
I wouldn't agree with that. I think you should question everything that's being presented to you and just make sure that you're not getting lied to a little bit. But that's just my personal thing. I mean, like,
I know for a fact the government lies to you.
So then why would you do everything that they say?
Because I don't really, this is health, though. Like, this is, you know what I mean? Like, I know, I think me and the kids had it when, in February, we all got real sick. And I think we did have it already. But I don't want to put other people at risk, you know, out of my own ignorance. So I'm just going to go off the guidelines. We should, yeah, you're right, always question authority. But to an extent, at this point, we don't know what we're dealing with, you know?
How do y'all feel about the second round of them stimulus checks coming through?
Man, I ain't get the first one, so I could care less.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's terrible, G. I ain't gonna lie to you.
I need that.
Yeah, that second one kicked, they talking about, like, about 2,000. So
I'm gonna buy a new computer for the podcast.
Man, like 50 Cent, I'm laughing straight to the bank. I'm laughing straight to the bank on them niggas.
I ain't mad at you.
Nah, fam. Save your bread and bet.
No, I really do. No, but I really do need a new computer, because if my college is already online this semester, if my kids are online as well, we thugged it out with one laptop, but it was hard. It's impossible to get their school done and my schoolwork done. It's just impossible. So I'm definitely buying a new computer if that's the case, because it's a necessity at this point, the way our lives have moved on to digital.
That's facts, though. Like, that is definitely a fact, though. The shit that we rocking on right now, y'all wouldn't want to see this.
Chill out, man. We making it work.
This is all we got. We making the podcast. The numbers is strong. Like, you know, we're going to keep rocking with it.
That's the grind.
Yeah.
That's the grind. We just getting it out the mud right now.
Yeah, you got to start from somewhere, right?
Anyways, you can follow us. Well, you can email us, actually, at 3 tcpod@gmail.com, and give us feedback, leave us comments. We read all the comments, we love them. 5-star rating on Apple. You can subscribe to us on Google Podcast. Send us your music, send us your questions, whatever you want to hear from us, let us know.
Artists, send your music in.
We'll put it on if it's hot.
They might be scared, it might not be hot.
Send it in. We need music.
Yeah, we definitely do. All right, join us next week. We'll be back.
Shit.
Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Good night.
Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Progression was the lesson, follow through. You were born to be a leader, so they follow you. When you know who you are, ain't no obstacles. Keep in motion like the ocean, somewhere tropical. Never any problems when you know it's many options. Have a party with the Henny bottle, steady popping. Heavy rocking, feeling wavy, see my baby watching. If you get it like we get it, and you really sovereign. Holla when you see me, catch me with a couple goblins. Ready for whatever, best believe we hella conscious. Tribulations that we face and make you stronger, promise. Stipulations that they give us, far from being honest. It's deeper than some money. See, they tried to play me. When you tapped into your higher self and feeling wavy, it ain't nothing that can penetrate, protect the baby. Put respect up on my name, how I'm feeling lately. Time to let it go and follow on your path. Find out where you're going, cause we moving fast. No idols and no titles, this a different class. Survival is so vital, all I need is gas. Time to let it go and follow on your path. Find out where you're going, cause we moving fast. No idols and no titles, this a different class. Survival is so vital, all I need is gas.